Now let's hear from an American author who has published some heartfelt personal accounts from Asian American women on their experiences with skin color bias, from being labeled too dark to becoming empowered to challenge beauty standards. The author, Nikki Kana, went through many race and skin color issues growing up as an Asian woman in the United States. Years later, she decided to hear from other women who share the same experience. I spoke with Nikki earlier, and she explained to me about the pressure from the cosmetics industry to attain a white concept of beauty.
I have an Indian father and I have a white mother. I'm actually very light skinned. But for me, looking at these creams, seeing women who are even lighter than myself smiling from these boxes and packages and tubes definitely affected me. One of the most popular whitening creams in India that I would see growing up in the Indian markets was Fair and Lovely. And Fair and Lovely always had a fairness meter on the side, which I can't remember was like a 7 or 9 scale from light to dark meter that you could compare your skin. And, you know, thinking about family members or community members using these products is sort of really hard, I think, to even think about it as a young child, that this was so important in my community.
And you have done a lot of work in African American communities amongst Latinos and also amongst Asian Americans. Is there a difference, or is there something that you find is a common thread amongst all of them?
I mean, I think that depending on what culture people come from, what particular Asian ethnic group, there may be different underlying reasons for why they are aspiring to have lighter skin. With regard to African Americans, for example, it's very much tied with slavery in the United States and the different advantages given to lighter skinned African Americans as compared to those with darker skin, even during the days of slavery. Whereas in Asian Americans, colonialism certainly is a big part of that. But in some of those societies, in places like Japan and China, this value placed on light skin came long before contact with Europeans. So this is something ingrained in many Asian ethnic cultures.
Why do you think this is still an issue? It's been around for a long time.
Absolutely. This is an issue that's global. And one of the things I talk about in the book is that these women, Asian American women in particular, face sort of a double whammy or two underlying pressures. One, that pressure from their own Asian ethnic groups to be light skinned, but also this pressure growing up in the United States. And I would say this would be the case for anyone growing up in any Western society where there's also a pressure for whiteness.
Just the fact that social media, and especially Instagram, has also generated a whole lot of people who are taking pride in blackness. People were talking about melanin popping and things like that.
Yes, this is one thing where social media has been extremely powerful, certainly in the last 5 years. It'll be interesting to see what these social media campaigns look like 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Certainly right now, they're in an uphill battle because they're challenging messaging that's been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
And that's Nikki Kana speaking to me a little bit earlier.